serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start this show with the soundbite of the day. Here it is.
So what will you guys do when the police come right in here and, you know, end up maybe handcuffing people and arresting them?
We'll do what we always done. We'll get arrested, just like the criminals in the subway. They're always right back out in 24 hours.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we'll do just like the criminals on the subway do. Yeah, we'll get arrested, and then we'll be right back out on the streets 24 hours later. That was one of these pro-Hamas terrorist protesters out there in New York City, live on Fox News. Let's jump right into the phone lines. Our first caller of the morning here, United States Senator Steve Daines. Senator, it's just getting even crazier out there.
You know, what we're seeing across our country and the college campuses is it's terrible. It's shocking. You know, these protests are rooted in hate. They're rooted in anti-Semitism. I'm just going to call it the hypocrisy of the left. You think about these elite colleges, Aaron. They tout diversity and inclusion as long as Jewish students and faculty are excluded. This is a dangerous ideology. We've always called them out on their diversity, equity, inclusion issues because there's an underlying philosophy there, and that is they only will accept you and include you if you agree with them. They really don't believe in diversity, which means diversity of worldview, of faith, of political views. And it's being exposed right now really as a far-left ideology. It's dangerous. And it has to be confronted. We need full-throated condemnation by every elected leader in America.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And I don't know what might happen at the University of Montana campus today, but we've even seen some of these, you know, pro-Hamas sympathizers. You know, they were protesting the Donald Trump Jr. event the other day on the University of Montana campus. But sounds like that nonsense isn't taking too much hold. But they're trying to cancel classes, trying to cancel finals or disrupt classes and disrupt finals. So hopefully this doesn't take root here in Montana.
Aaron, you know, one of the things we need to do, and I joined my Republican colleagues, by the way, no Democrats have joined us in this effort, and that is defunding these colleges and universities that are promoting anti-Semitism. We took a look at the amount of federal funding going to, let's say, Columbia, $1.2 billion last year, UCLA, in excess of $1 billion, Yale, $776 million, Harvard, $676 million. UT Austin, which is a scene of many of these terrible protests in the last couple of days, $646 million. We need to stop the federal funding to these universities that are not stopping anti-Semitism, as well as the philanthropists that are backing these universities. As we saw, I think Mr. Kraft said he's pulling back his donations to Columbia.
That's right.
We need to join this effort to defund these institutions.
Well said, and they've got massive endowments that they can be using. I hope the lawsuits come out in force by these Jewish students who are being harassed, assaulted, intimidated, and more. Senator Steve Daines, hold that thought. We got to take a hard break here on Montana Talks and then back right after this news and weather break.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown testifying before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday in support of President Biden's proposed $849.8 billion budget for the Pentagon for fiscal year 2025. The secretary saying the budget prioritizes readiness, modernization, and support for the troops.
The price of U.S. leadership is real, but it is far lower than the price of U.S. abdication.
Hearing Chairman Congressman Mike Rogers of Alabama reflected on the recent testimonies of other military leaders.
Threats we face today are more complex and more formidable than at any point over the last 30 years.
Something Secretary Austin agreed with.
We are in a global struggle between democracy and autocracy, and our security relies on American strength of purpose.
Chairman Brown adding that there is urgency to getting the budget passed.
We're living in consequential times. And there's no time to waste.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some scattered snow showers across the Bozeman area at times today. Also seeing rain showers towards the Billings area as well.
High temperature readings will stay from around 45 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. For tonight, continued snow shower chances in Bozeman with an isolated rain shower chance early in the Billings area, lows in the 20s and 30s. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Wow, what a show on Monday's Montana Talks. We had highlights, Donald Trump Jr., Tim Sheehy, and more from Sunday's event in Missoula, Montana. Plus, I got to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Ivan Raglin, retired Green Beret, who was traveling to Billings, Montana, with General Michael Flynn, and then a lineup of incredible phone calls from all across Montana. That's always the best part, taking your phone calls, getting a chance to hear from you. Montana Talks, this is the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10, every Monday through Friday.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got a very quick window here with Montana Senator Steve Daines. Senator, I'll toss it right to you. We got a chance to do an inflation roundtable with you recently at Ace Hardware in Billings. What were some of the big takeaways from that great roundtable discussion?
Well, Aaron, thanks for being a part of that. You know, we heard directly from Billings leaders, business owners, about how inflation is crushing their businesses, their employees, their families. You know, I grew up as a son of a contractor, a small business, seen it firsthand. We're at a 40-year high under Joe Biden and Senate Democrats. It's up 20% since Biden took office. And this really is a shrinking of the paycheck. It's a tax on all Montanans, and the folks who are hurt the most can afford it the least. And make no mistake, we called the Senate Democrats out on this. Every Senate Democrat voted for that $2 trillion massive tax and spend policy right after Biden took office. Every Republican voted no. Every Senate Democrat, including John Tester, voted yes. I hope Montanans go back and contrast the voting record that where I've cast my votes and John Tester. We literally, Aaron, are on opposite sides on virtually every single vote in the U.S. Senate. John's voted with Joe Biden over 95% of the time. They're trying to cover that up right now because there's an election coming up. I think Montanans are seeing through that right now. But it's really important how you vote. It doesn't matter what kind of, you know, if you're a nice guy or not. What matters is how you vote back here, Aaron. And that's what's going to be so important here November 5th when it's time for an election.
All right. Well, Senator, I know you got to run. Appreciate a quick few minutes with you here this morning.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Always good to join you.
All right. Thanks for your time. Yeah. Since he's got to run, I'll share a statement he put out via X, via Twitter yesterday as well on another topic here. You guys have heard us talk about Colstrip and, you know, electricity plants. Let's just call them what they are. You know, the plants that provide your electricity, fresh attacks coming out of the Biden administration. And apparently Joe Biden's EPA was busted on camera lying about Colstrip. So we'll get to that part of the story here in a few minutes. But Senator Steve Daines said this. Biden administration's accusation today that the Colstrip power plant is, quote, cheating the system is a reprehensible lie and an attack on Montanans and our Montana way of life. The crushing regulations that the Biden EPA issued last week were bad enough. Now we know the administration will lie to enact its climate agenda. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy says this. This isn't hard. Steve Daines gets it. It's a simple question, John Tester. Do you agree with your EPA director that Colstrip is cheating the system? Or do you need more time to review? The choice is clear. Stand with Colstrip. Kill the Biden regulations and put Montana first. Yeah, there was a back and forth. Actually, let me just roll right into it here since we're on this story. I'm going to just roll it. I'm going to roll it live here. I wanted to kind of, you know, review it first, listen to some of the highlights, but let's just play into it here. So there was a budget hearing taking place here, and Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke had this back and forth. I believe this is the back and forth with the EPA administrator that Senator Daines was referencing.
But you're
globally conscious.
I am very right. globally conscious.
Well, I'm also conscious.
I want to be competitive.
Right, you're competitive.
Yes.
And that's a funny term. So competitiveness, as far as manufacturing goes, mm-hmm. how important is energy cost to that?
Oh, it's very important.
Okay, so your recent rule that you did on mercury toxins, mm-hmm. are you aware that that targets coal strip in Montana?
I'm aware that 93% of our coal facilities will be compliant.
Page 80 is targeted.
Will be compliant with that rule. But the coal facility that you referenced, it is the highest emitter in the country.
It's at 99.8.3, I think, as far as toxins goes. And this rule that you put up, do you think it'll have an effect on costs of power in Montana?
Is this the mercury air tax rule?
Yeah.
We've taken a look at, number one, I would say, for all of the rules that we announced.
So are you aware that energy costs will go up?
No.
About $1,000 a family. No. So you add $28,000 is what the Bidenomics cost, and then another $1,000 a year. So where are you going to get the power?
Well,
when you take that offline, where are you going to get the power?
I think we just disagree with the $1,000 number, and I'm not quite sure the underpinning of the $28,000. But our analysis shows that rule will have, over the years, less than a 1% increase in energy costs. We've done specific analysis on the combination of the mercury rule, the
affordable power. So you're saying that taking power offline will decrease power costs?
We don't intend to take any power
offline. So you know, Montana Power, the coal strip is a significant producer of power in Montana. You
sure.
take it off, it's going to cost about $1,000 in there. And you say, well, cleanup. Since you're on the cleanup, and I do agree, cleanup's a problem. So what are you going to do with your administration's push on EV, the fact that 90% of the solar cells in this country go to some landfill that are past their life cycle?
All right, anyway, so that's part a little bit of the back and forth there. There's a couple more minutes that I've got here. I'll do a recon of that here during the break. But you heard what Biden's EPA administrator said there. Oh, we don't intend to take this power offline, but that's basically what they're going to do. Guys, straight up lying there. Oh, it'll only raise electricity costs by 1%. We've seen electricity costs across America increase by 30% in the last 3 years since Joe Biden and John Tester have taken power. It's only going to do another 1%. These guys are just straight up lying to you.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You've heard of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Well, how about American Prime Minister Mike Johnson? These are the political circumstances now facing House Speaker Mike Johnson. After all, he runs a coalition government in Congress. We hear about coalition governments and parliaments overseas all the time. The United States doesn't have a parliamentary system, but the House of Representatives is practically functioning now as a parliament. It's a coalition government of lots of Democrats and various swaths of Republicans, depending on the issue. So Johnson is the prime minister of this coalition government. He had the votes for Republicans to elect him as the successor to former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last October. McCarthy's government fell when he leaned on Democrats to approve bills to raise the debt ceiling and pass an emergency spending measure last October. There was a combination of Democrats and Republicans who voted last June to lift the debt ceiling, fund the government, and pass foreign aid bills this year. Ironically, a coalition of Democrats and Republicans seemingly protects Johnson for now. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some scattered snow showers across the Bozeman area at times today. Also seeing rain showers towards the Billings area as well. High temperature readings will stay from around 45 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. For tonight, continued snow shower chances in Bozeman with an isolated rain shower chance early in the Billings area, lows in the 20s and 30s. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, the USDA is now collecting samples of ground beef at retail stores in states with outbreaks of bird flu in dairy cows for testing, but remains confident our nation's meat supply is safe. Now, the ground beef, they say, will be analyzed with tests that determine whether any viral particles are present. The USDA on Monday also began requiring lactating dairy cows to test negative for bird flu before being shipped across state lines as the federal government seeks to contain the month-old outbreak. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said last week that preliminary results of gold standard PCR tests of milk showed that pasteurization killed the bird flu virus, and the USDA said it'll analyze the retail beef samples with PCR tests as well. In another study, it'll use a virus surrogate, it says, in ground beef and cook it at different temperatures to determine how the virus is affected. And even though the bird flu is impacting dairy cattle, as of right now, there are no known cases of bird flu in beef cattle. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Northern Pulse Growers Association is hiring an intern or part-time Montana field representative. You'll work closely with the director of the Montana Pulse Crop Committee. Tasks may include plan, host, pulse grower educational meetings, create, design, field guide for Montana pulse crops, social media marketing, some independent travel. If you have a working knowledge of the ag industry, strong computer skills, are flexible, independent, and plan effectively, let's talk. Get a detailed job description and how to apply at ntpulsecrops.org.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Well, according to the latest USDA crop progress report, it looks like 49% of our nation's winter wheat crop is in good to excellent condition still. Looking across our region, Colorado's winter wheat crop is in 46% good to excellent condition. Idaho's is at 67%. Montana's 43%. Nebraska's winter wheat crop is in 63% good to excellent condition. South Dakota's is at 67%, Utah's 82%, and Wyoming's at 73%. Meanwhile, spring wheat planting sits at 34% complete as of this past Sunday, and the nation's corn crop is 27% planted. And finally this morning, senators and representatives from Western states have called on the Biden administration to make further investments to help address long-term drought. In a letter, they wrote, drought remains a severe risk for U.S. farmers and ranchers and continues to threaten farmland and local economies that rely on dwindling water resources, especially in states west of the 100th meridian. And that's why we're asking the Biden administration to bring all the resources to help bear in helping address the long-term drought and aridification of the western United States. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I wonder why. I just realized that I needed to cross-post some content on our Montana Talks website, and I see a story here. Montanans are spending a huge chunk of their checks on groceries. I wonder why. My goodness, you know, it's almost as if somebody's been doing a statewide inflation tour focused on Bidenomics. I wonder, why are people spending so much more on groceries? What could ever be the reason for this? It's a great write-up, though. So I just cross-posted that on our Montana Talks website. But again, don't tell anybody. Don't tell all those people that are spending more money on their groceries, massive amounts, by the way, way more than what they say is the 22%
inflation rate here in Montana over the past 3 years since Joe Biden and John Tester took power. Way more than that, what people are actually spending on their groceries, according to this report that I just shared. But you won't read it in this report, but you've seen it in my other reports. Joe Biden and John Tester and their massive government spending is the reason you're paying so much for everything. You folks, you got to spread the word. You got to tell people about this. Because there's some people out there that they honestly think that, the prices are up. It's crazy. And they don't know why. And they don't know that liberal Senator John Tester is the reason they're paying more for everything. I tell you what, it's been so great getting out there. I think most folks get it. I think a lot, you know, obviously you listen to a show like this, you get it, right? But I'm telling you, I've talked with them. I've been doing these events all across the state and paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We've been doing these Bidenomics, and as I'm telling you, we are seeing everyday folks, and a lot of people get it. I'm surprised at how many people get it. But there are still people that are in denial. That's not true. Bidenomics and John Tester, they didn't cause this inflation. I've been telling you, these people are addicted to the Democrat Party. This is the – look, I get it. Like, if you're a fan of a football team, if you're a fan of the Denver Broncos and your football team isn't doing that well, you still support your football team, right? Because it's a football team. It's okay to support your football team even if they're not doing great. That's part of being a fan of football. But it's just football. I know some of you might disagree with this. Like, it's not going to end your life if your football team isn't doing that great. I know some of you are like, no, it's the worst thing that could ever happen. I mean, the whole country is going to hell, but my football team. I'm telling you, these people, it's like a drug addiction. They don't care how bad things get in this country. They will still vote. I saw a guy. I should have asked him what he did for a living. This guy was like, oh, yeah, John Tester's great. And I thought maybe he's one of these swing voters. I asked him a few more questions, and no, this guy was like, oh, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in 2016. Trump didn't win that election. Hillary's great. And I'm like, oh, man, you got problems. I'm like, all right, you are unconvincible. Moving on.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop of the LAPD and California Highway Patrol on the campus of UCLA, stopping a brawl between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters.
It was 2 a.m. Eastern, roughly, that these brawls, this out-and-out fighting, what at times looked like a riot, started. It wasn't until after 5 a.m. Eastern that any law enforcement got onto the campus.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in L.A., Portland State University near Oregon, closed again today. Pro-Palestinian protesters seizing control of a library for a third straight day.
I don't think that the ostensible goal here of helping Palestinians is really what anybody's doing.
In front of the library, barricaded police are monitoring the situation. Columbia University's Hamilton Hall back in control of the school. University gave the NYPD the green light to clear out the building. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, we got a guest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So let me sneak something else in here real quickly for you here. So this was from the Donald Trump Jr. event in Missoula. I hadn't even seen this. The DailyWire.com has a story this morning. I caught it at like the last minute. Donald Trump Jr. reveals what John Tester's godson allegedly told him about the senator. Whoa, we better roll this one for you. First off, let me give credit where credit's due. This comes via X.com from ALX. ALX is the account via Twitter. At ALX. Here it is. This is the audio from the speech that Donald Trump Jr. Gave in Missoula on Sunday.
So I had an interesting conversation this morning. And, you know, I actually asked if I could even bring it up sort of quietly, because, you know, not call out names. He's like, oh, you can actually use my name. I'm staying with my friend, Josh Smith, great entrepreneur from here, Montana Knife Company. Yes. And, you know, we were talking, I was like, you know, about John Tester. He goes, you know, growing up, like, John Tester was like my godfather. Like, what do you mean? It's like, no, like, if my parents died, like, he was taking me in under their wing. And then I was like, wow, I'm sorry. Like, what I'm about to do is a little bit awkward. I didn't realize he was my family. He's like, no, it all changed. He said very clearly, I asked. I would never call someone out and have this conversation if I didn't ask. I was like, you sure? He said, yeah, like it. And he goes, yeah, because the problem is, essentially, you know, he was the meat cutter, yada, 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 25 years ago. That's what he did, and that's who he was, and you know, he did that stuff. And he was a school teacher. And then he went to D.C., and everything changed. So that Montana meat cutter became, I guess, the number one recipient of lobbyist dollars in all of Washington. Think about that. Doesn't strike me as the thing that a humble school teacher meat cutter from Montana would be the number one recipient of lobbyist dollars? The moderate votes 100% with the radical agenda of Joe Biden? And that was from someone who knew them really well. What about your family? Haven't seen him in 6-7 years. Doesn't even come by anymore. Got enveloped by the swamp. He became what happens so much in D.C. I mean, there's a saying in D.C. that the swamp is undefeated. That's because it does do a good job turning good people into bad people, corrupting them entirely. But that's where you are in Montana. And you won't know that because you'll be outspent, and you'll be outspent 5-10 to 1. Right? I don't know what your last race was, but probably close to that. The media, the free advertising.
Yeah, anyway, there you go. So apparently, Josh Smith, who's with the well-known, well-reputed Montana Knife Company, he's out of the Bitterroot Valley. I actually ran into him and Andy Stumpf down at UFC 300. Really quiet, humble guy, right? But anyway, if you check out our UFC 300 coverage on our Montana Talks website, you can see the photo. But apparently, yeah, he is the godson of liberal Senator John Tester and says, yeah, he hasn't seen him in 7 years. And he basically says that Washington, D.C. changed John Tester. He's not the same guy that he was 25 years ago. Very interesting.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. As graduation day nears, booking a hotel room in a U.S. college town for the big event might break the bank, as many hotel room rates double in price. Whether it's for family weekends or homecoming, smaller communities often get swarmed by visitors far beyond their ability to handle them. In the meantime, pricing algorithms for airlines and hotels surge when demand soars. As a result, parents face super high prices for hotels and flights. So what can they do? Well, it's best to prepare early, with many hotels typically taking reservations a year in advance. So if your child will be graduating next year, start booking now. As far as this year, you might be out of luck. As for parents, weekends in the fall, start booking away at hotels, while Airbnb or Vrbo may offer extra rooms or houses. You might also want to consider checking out GoHokin.com. They specialize in having hotel rooms for high-demand dates and allow people to offload prepaid rooms that they don't need anymore, saving you money. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Oh, yeah, we got to get to that story. Don't worry. We'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. I know several of you were listening to the great one, as he's referred to, Mark Levin. Mark Levin yesterday, man, I was getting emails. We've got messages on our Montana Talks app already. Don't expect liberal Senator John Tester to say a peep about this one. Actually, our guest is not on the phone lines yet. We've got a guest from Fox News Radio. Andrew Reed does a weekly legal segment. He's supposed to be on with us now, but he's probably doing other interviews with other stations across the country, so he may call in a minute or two. Either way, we'll keep driving on here, but let's see. The Disney family in Libby, Montana messaged me yesterday afternoon. Mark Levin asks why Jordan doesn't want them. We're not talking about Jordan, Montana, although Jordan, Montana doesn't want them either. We're talking about the country. Jordan doesn't want them. Egypt doesn't want them. Does anyone in the region want them? Apparently not. Maybe we should be asking why. What are they referring to in this email here? So Joe Biden is apparently, let's see, I have the CBS story in front of me here. Joe Biden, here we go. Here's the CBS News headline. White House considers welcoming some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza as, quote, refugees. Wow, that's exactly what. Look at the violence and the destruction and the anti-Semitism on full display on college campuses across America. Do we really need to import more Hamas supporters to this country? Seems to me we have far too many. One is too many. We have far too many pro-Hamas terrorist supporters in this country right now. Look at Columbia. Look at UT Austin. Look at UCLA. And Joe Biden and John Tester want to import more of them and then slap a little refugee sticker on them. Oh, yeah, here you go, refugees now. This is outrageous. This is why November cannot come fast enough. This is and one more reason why you have got to remove these guys from power. This is why you cannot vote for Liberal Senator John Tester. They literally want to import. It's bad enough that they've got the southern border completely wide open right now. So whether you're a pro-Hamas terrorist from the Gaza Strip and you can break into the country through the southern border, or whether you're a Yemeni terrorist or whatever, that's all bad enough. But now he wants to officially bring them in as so-called refugees. Let's see here. Joan sent an email just a few minutes later, about 8 minutes after I got the email from the Disney family in Libby. I also got an email from Joan here. Not sure which town Joan's listening in, but she was listening to Mark Levin. She says, I was just listening to Mark Levin on the radio that CBS released about an hour ago. CBS reported that the Biden-Blinken administration is plotting to bring Palestine refugees to the U.S. My blood is boiling at this point at how this administration is doing everything without having the approval of Congress. He has no right to do this. He is ruling as a tyrant. I also found it interesting that Elizabeth Warren is advising Biden to rule by executive order, and that the Democrats have already worked out a plan that in case Trump is reelected, they will have a plan in place so Trump won't be able to dismantle his orders. This is so scary for America, and I pray Trump is reelected. Joan, thanks for that email. This is so crazy. This shows you not only is Joe Biden refusing to stand up and condemn the violence on these college campuses in a major forceful way. Not only is he refusing to condemn this pro-Hamas support, he's leaving that to surrogates, but now he wants to import more of these pro-Hamas terrorist supporters into America. Absolutely disgusting what he is doing to this country right now and doubling down on the destruction of America that Joe Biden and John Tester are causing. All right, well, let's jump right into it. Yeah, we've got Andrew Reid now with us here on the phone lines. Three topics that he's covering in his weekly legal segment this week here. All three of them stood out to me. One topic deals with TikTok. Sale or ban law spurs promise of legal fight. Of course, Montana was the first state in the nation to vote to ban TikTok. But don't worry, a liberal federal judge stood up for the communist Chinese on that one, of course, as expected. There's another story. School principal was framed using AI-generated racist rant, police say. A coworker is now charged. That's interesting, huh? But this was the one I really wanted to talk about this morning here, if that's all we have time for. Topic one. This is a 13-year-old Girl Scout in Pinedale, Wyoming, who was fined $400 for selling cookies on her grandparents' driveway. Andrew Reid, thanks for being with us. What are the three very bizarre reasons they used to go after this Girl Scout?
Basically, it was all about blocking a sidewalk and blocking a driveway. That's really where all of this comes down. And ultimately, there is some good news to the story. Ultimately, the girl's parents in the city there were able to work it out where ultimately they still ended up paying a fine just because it was actually going to be cheaper than having to deal with going in and addressing the one fine that was going to be left. So, but it ultimately came down from $400 to $150. But there is a little bit of nuance here that it was noted in at least one report or stated by one individual that, according to them, the individual that issued those citations, those tickets, claimed that she was just having a bad day. Ultimately, looking back on it, wasn't necessarily the best thing. But at the same time, she said she'd also issued warnings, and some of those warnings weren't followed. So it's one of those, hey, if somebody's in an official capacity is giving you a warning, you better listen, because ultimately, at some point, if they're having a bad day, you may end up having a bad day as well.
So the code enforcement officer says she was having a bad day, so she went after a 13-year-old girl for selling Girl Scout cookies in her own grandparents' driveway. I mean, to me, this is just another reminder of the anarchy tyranny that we see in America. I mean, tyranny for Girl Scouts, anarchy for pro-Hamas terrorists harassing and threatening and intimidating Jewish students. I mean, they're not only blocking sidewalks to Jewish students, they're blocking entire campuses and preventing Jewish students from entering college campuses here. It's just crazy what's going on in this country.
We always have to keep things in mind that there's always good and bad with everything that's done.
Yeah. TikTok, you know, Montana was first state in the nation to ban TikTok, but we've got a liberal federal judge in Missoula who blocked that law from taking effect. Now Congress and Joe Biden has signed a bill into law. But China's got plenty of time here to try to figure this out. What's the most interesting thing from a legal standpoint, from your perspective?
It's going to be interesting to see if they, because TikTok has said they are going to challenge this, and there's some ways that they could potentially challenge it and may have a chance at least persuading at the lower level a judge to say, yeah, I can see that point of view. In particular, this guy, either ban or divestment of TikTok in the U.S. could be an issue, because if they have to divest it, supposedly, at least from some reports, there's indications that the Chinese government over in China may step in and block them from even being able to make that sale, because there's potential information there. So there's all sorts of nuances here, but ultimately what's going to come down to is whether this new law that would cause TikTok to have to be either sold or banned in the U.S., whether that was the least restrictive manner of getting that job done in the goals of the U.S. government.
All right. Well, very interesting stuff. Andrew Reed, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Glad to be on.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's see. We'll talk more about these campus protests coming up here, or campus riots, more accurate, coming up here after the break. You know, speaking of breaks, some of you've broken some bones, and then maybe that break has led to some joint pain over the years, you know, pain that just won't go away, pain in those knees, pain in your back, pain in your hips, you name it. But you really want to dodge surgery, because, you know, one of the challenges I've heard from folks who've gotten, say, back surgery is, okay, once you do one disc, they start doing all the others. Now, sometimes you got to get surgery. I'm not going to tell you to never get surgery, but what if you could avoid surgery, and what if you could avoid those painkiller drugs that some people end up getting addicted to? Well, you can. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, and they've got hundreds of clinics all across America, but they are now here in Montana. And you can get a free consultation to see if this will work for you. They take the healing properties already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, anti-Israeli graffiti, protest garbage costing universities around the country huge money for cleanup. You know, it's unbelievable. Billions of taxpayer dollars are funding these schools with these anti-Israel protests, more than $7 billion if you want to keep track of the money. And here's the worst part about it. Biden defying the U.S. Supreme Court and giving student loan forgiveness. Ultimately, probably most of these students that you're watching on television, you know, that are doing their best to look like they're, you know, in Gaza themselves and dressing in Gaza garb, if you will, and trying to, that we'll probably end up paying the bill for all of their student loan forgiveness.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9862. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9862. That's 800-575-9862. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The financial news is not like ordinary news. In the general news business, it seems like bad news sells. Every day brings stories of disasters and closures. But the financial news seems to like to make the opposite mistake. Premature predictions of surges in the markets. Interest rate cuts, and lots of them, are surely just around the corner, it said. Hold on to your hats and watch the stocks rise. That may still be correct, but the economy is giving every sign of needing more, not less, policy discipline in the form of higher-for-longer interest rates. Consumers know all too well what the recent inflation reports have been saying. The general across-the-board increases in prices that has robbed us of our purchasing power has not been corralled. Getting the early scoop on matters affecting financial markets, of course, is how many fortunes are made. And for many of the last 6 months, many market players and the media they listen to have been topping each other's estimates of how much interest rates would fall. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
So, Big Sandy, is that John Tester's drag queen name? Oh, man, if you missed it, a hilarious line. Roasting liberal Senator John Tester, that was the line used by Alex Brusewitz, conservative commentator, conservative strategist, very close to the Donald Trump family. He was alongside Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula this past Sunday.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Back to the basement. Back to the basement for Joe. They got to hide Joe in the basement because he does not want to come out and condemn these anti-Semitic protests and riots that are taking place on all of these college campuses across America. I'll get to that story in a second. But first, I had several sound bites that I pieced together from President Donald J. Trump, who has been tied up in that liberal judge's courtroom in New York City. In that, you know, basically commit where that judge is committing election interference by trying to tie Donald Trump down in a courtroom. But anyway, apparently Trump called into Hannity's show last night, and then he also gave some remarks outside the courtroom. So I pieced together a little montage for you here.
It should never have gotten to this, and they should have done it a lot sooner than before they took over the building, because it would have been a lot easier if they were in tents rather than a building. Well, I'm watching Jewish politicians abandon Israel, and I've seen it, and you've seen it. Where is Schumer? Why isn't Schumer speaking up? He was always out there in front because he's looking at votes, I guess. We have to stop the anti-Semitism that's just pervading our country right now, and Biden has to do something. Biden is supposed to be the voice of our country, and it's certainly not much of a voice. It's a voice that nobody's heard.
That's right. So where is Joe Biden? Let's see what Peter Ducey has to say.
President Biden not speaking up against this week's campus chaos himself. Instead, we get this from spokesman Andrew Bates. He condemns the use of the term intifada, and this from John Kirby.
The president believes that forcibly taking over a building on campus is absolutely the wrong approach.
The limits of the administration's response came into focus on Capitol Hill today. 18% of voters now say the Israel-Gaza war will determine their vote in November, according to a new Monmouth poll.
All right, there you go. That was from Peter Ducey. Yeah, a weak response from Joe Biden, which only invites more of these attacks
against these campuses and against Jewish students. Basically similar to Joe Biden's foreign policy. Weak response to Iran, weak response to these terror groups, weak response to Putin only invites more attacks. Nancy, at Roundup, we got about a minute and a half before we wrap up the hour. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I didn't get a chance to finish yesterday because we're up against a hard break, but I wanted to say that there's a report out of New York City, WABC Radio, that they have received threats because they have a lot of Jewish announcers that they're going to start bombing radio stations that are sympathetic towards Israel. And I just want to say that Biden, Mark Levin, did a report last night that Joe Biden wants to start flying Palestinians into our country because the country of Egypt refuses to take them in. As a matter of fact, the SOB may have even started doing it. I'm not even sure. I can't find much any data on this at all. But at least we have our House Speaker that is stepping up to the plate. He's going to check on visas, expired visas of these protesters. He wants to see if there's foreign money backing their protesting. And I know that there's a lot of attorneys looking at the 1964 Civil Rights Act to start suing universities and also these protesters who are not allowing the Jewish students into their classrooms. So it's a very, very, it's going to be a long, hot summer, like I told you, and the Hamas protesters have already said this.
No, that's exactly right. And we'll see what these radical leftists are planning for the University of Montana. A guy named John Hooks shared this via X yesterday. University of Montana students planning a protest in solidarity with Palestine and student encampments across America. They're calling it the University of Montana Strike for Gaza May 1st on the Oval at 1 p.m. A walkout in March. No grades, no class, no finals. Anyway, so we'll see what develops in Missoula here later today. But, hey, this is Joe Biden and John Tester's America. And it's absolutely disgusting. I hope these Jewish students sue the pants off of these colleges because we know they've got plenty of money in their multi-million dollar endowments to pay for it.